Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Man in the phones, Cap Mick. It's Johnny B. How's it going?
All right. Oh, just hanging out, man. Going with the flow. Sounds good this morning.
Yes, sir.
Good reports. All right. Well, cool. And looking at weather around the state, a lot cooler temperatures from the panhandle all the way to the coast, and it's even going to get cooler next week, but right now, it's really nice. Not too good for fishing right now with a north-northeast wind offshore at 25 to 29 miles per hour. Showing in inland here in the bays anywhere from 13 to 20, gust of 22 out of the due north. Most everything's due north, and then, you know, all up and down the coast. Got a pretty good breeze this morning. Should die out better, get sunny skies by this afternoon, clear all this moisture out over the Gulf, and hey, let it rip. Pretty nice. Talked to a friend of mine yesterday. He was in Mazatlan, and he said, man, I wish the Gulf of Mexico would stay as calm as the Pacific does. He was talking about how calm it is out there, and beautiful weather there, too. So not too awful shabby, but just kind of looking all the way over from Venice, you know, it's 29 miles per hour over there, 24. And then, you know, Calcasieu-Sabine area, 20, 19, 22 here at Galveston, 28 in Port O'Connor, 26 and down in Port Aransas and Corpus and all the way on down the coast. It's just pretty good blow along the coast this morning. Looking up north on the weather map, a lot of the winds have come down. They're anywhere from 13 down to about 6 or 7 miles per hour out of the north. So another front rolls through town. All right, let's go up to Lake Conroe and see what's rolling through Conroe this morning. Talk to Tex Bowling. Hey, Tex, what's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Oh, everything's okay, I guess.
You guess, huh?
We got wind. You could hear it when I got up this morning here.
Yes,
and, sir. Anyhow, we out of that hunting mode a little bit. Mickey, I went over there and at Deer Lease over here in East Texas for opening morning.
Yes, sir.
And got off down there about halfway to stand, and of course, quite a bit of mud and water here and there, and broke down. First morning of deer season. Oh boy! So we had a time. We didn't hunt, and ended up coming home, getting my trailer, and went back over and got that buggy and brought it home, cleaned it up, and put it in the shop Tuesday morning.
You just got it out of the shop. They finally got all the
just
motor mounts in.
Just got it out, Mickey. Yes, sir. Just got it out, and this is a rear axle and bearings. And anyhow, I'm going to call them this morning and see. I even sent them money so they could order parts and everything. And anyhow, I'll call them this morning and see what the schedule looks like. And meanwhile, I'm going back over to Deer Lease today, Mickey. And my nephew over at Dwayne, he said, yeah, you get yourself over here. And he said, I'll take you down there to the stand Saturday morning. So I got away, you know. So, not a problem. Outside of that, Mickey, I haven't been fishing. I don't mind admitting it. We had one trip that canceled out on us. And then I got one this next week. I think it's Tuesday. And we'll be back on the water. And I usually go a day before and bait the catfish holes up. And I told them we'd take some minnows along and getting some pretty good crappie reports, Mickey. Some of them are coming off the boat docks.
Right.
And I'm talking about like 10 to 15 crappie. And keepers, you know, they're catching some throwbacks.
That's worth the effort.
So, you know, if it's just someone wants to go get him some fish to eat, well, you can get on the docks out of there private. But if you have access to it, well, you can get you a mess of them to eat anyhow, Mickey. And
good.
I need to build my – we had a fish fry over there with Captain Mike, Jeff Coat, and Rusty and all of them. You know everybody.
Yeah.
And we had a fish fry over there, and I took a sack of bream and some crappie over there, and then one of the other boys had some crappie too. And, boy, we had a fish fry. That's all I can say.
Well, that sounds good. I'm getting fish hungry again, too.
Yes, sir, it was good. We had a big old fire going outside down at Rusty's there, and they fried up all them fish, and we had a time. Joe, if we don't kill deer, we'll eat good anyhow, Captain Mickey.
Oh, yeah.
So that's always fun. You went 3 days down there, so...
Yeah, I got to scoot out of town and make a quick trip down. You know, it was a quick trip and turn around, but it was worth all the effort. It was really nice.
Oh, yeah. Captain Mickey, did y'all eat good down there?
Oh, you know it. You go to Blaine's, man. You're going to
eat. Oh, boy. Yeah.
He's got
I always hear you getting up something to take down there, you know, and all. And that. And
oh, man.
We do the same. We had steak and potato Friday night and fish on Saturday night. Just don't get any better, Captain Mickey.
No, it doesn't. Reef and beef.
Yeah. Hey, I'll put a little bit out about Conroe. The crappie are biting on the boat docks and the brush piles. You have to work a little bit. You can get two or three or four off a brush pile and then go to another brush pile, and it works pretty good that way. I got friends doing that and catching them mess fish, you know. They're not loading the boat down, but they get a mess fish like that. And still, the jug lines, the last time I was on the lake, there was a half a mile of jug lines, looked like.
Was there a lot of them out there, huh?
Yes, they're strung down the creek. And what they do, they're using cut bream or cut shad and stuff like that, Captain Mickey. And those jug lines, you can get about five hooks on them, you know, and they will pay off this time of year. A lot of the catfish are blue cats right now, and they run into 20, 30-pound class, you know.
Oh, they're catching big ones.
And you don't have to, you know, catch a bunch to have a good mess of fish doing that, you know. So it works real good. And outside of that, I don't have a lot to say. I hear a big brim are getting on the brush piles, and you know I love doing that, and so we'll be after them here. I can't hunt all the time, Mickey. What I do, I come in and I spend a couple of days up on the lake, even if I don't have a trip. Well, get out there and I'll get my fish stocked back up. And you and I are gonna cross paths sometime this
one,
year.
One of these days, it's gonna happen.
Yes, sir, we are. And I'd love to get you and James up there when I get them going good. But it'll probably the end of February, somewhere right in there, Captain Mickey. And this time we sit out on these old catfish holes, and I use chicken liver and chicken hearts. And it's a slow type of fishing, but when you get one, you usually got a pretty good one. And I got about six ugly sticks. And they got those Zebco 606s, and they got 20-pound line on them. And they're just for this wintertime fishing out there. For if you hook one, well, you want to be able to hold him. So I got the heavier stuff that I don't even use through the summer or anything, Captain Mickey. And but they'll hold them big fish, and we use that through the winter here up to about the end of February. And you'll do pretty good with them that way. So, anyhow, Mickey, I don't have a whole bunch. I'm going to call today and hope that I'll get this buggy of mine back going, and we'll go from there.
Did anybody see any good deer or anything when you were there?
There's been only two that I've seen that are pretty good. And my niece, that's Dwayne's daughter, killed one, I think it's an 8-pointer and heavy horns. Wasn't real wide or anything, but it's still a nice buck for East Texas.
Sure, yeah.
And the other buck that was killed, I think was a 10, but it's got a, I think about 18 inches inside. That's a good buck like that.
Yeah, sure is.
And we hear some two great big bucks is out on Facebook and everything, Captain Mickey, but up around Livingston.
On Alaska. And, told me about those. The day before rifle season, they were shot with a bow or something. Yeah, they were big.
Right. And they were exceptional for our East Texas area.
Oh,
and
good news. That's exceptional, man, for anywhere.
You know, low fence. And, yes, sir. And so there are some places producing, and we got the game cameras out, Captain Mickey. If I can get back down and let the wife, she does that. We have about four cameras, and the wife loves doing that. And she got to where she don't shoot the deer anymore. She just takes pictures of them.
She likes looking at them.
We like looking at them, yes, sir. And we got some pretty good nighttime pictures of them. And I feel like we get out there and get to hunting day. You know, them old bucks, they'll fool you a lot of times. About time everybody, you can hear them all over the lease. About 9, 10 o'clock, they start going back to the camps.
Uh-huh.
And them old bucks got smart about it. I've caught them many a time out there, 10, 11, or 12 o'clock, come slipping down through the woods. And what it is, the lease got quiet again, and everybody got them and their scent out of the woods, you know. And then we'll bust, get out and move around, make their scrapes and stuff. And you're sitting there and ambush them that way. Well, you'll get a good one that way. And
well, they get a pattern on us just like we get a pattern on them.
Yes, sir. Me and one of my buddies, he passed away here a few years ago. And he and I one time, we was talking about these bucks and we couldn't see them. And I went out at 2 o'clock, and I think he did two around that time. And I think I shot one at about 3:30, and he shot one about a quarter to four. And you know, a lot of the hunters hadn't even went to the stands for the evening yet, but we killed two big bucks over there like that. And anyhow, you can do it, you know. So we got them mounted and everything like that. But he passed away since then, but it was just ideal that we went early in the afternoon, more so than we normally do.
Right.
And those bucks were out moving already. So it's a good notation a lot of times. It's hard to go hunt all day in one place, you know, like that. But I have done it, and you take some groceries along, and you'll find some of them old bucks will be moving out there up early in the day like that.
Patience pays off.
Yes, sir. I think they just dodge the hunters that way to get you patterned, you know.
Yeah.
But it's been fun and been good, and it's going to be, we're going to, hey, yesterday I wasn't doing nothing, you got me, and I took a load of firewood over to the camp and stacked it up. And we're going to burn wood if we don't do nothing
else. Well,
these
fronts keep coming in like this. Y'all are going to definitely need it. There's no
doubt.
Yes,
sir. I got a big cast iron heater over there, and we'll have fun, and I got some big windows in the back of the camp there, and I'm sit there on the old office chair, and we can watch the wood. My wife goes out and throws corn out and everything, and she likes to see them anyhow.
Likes to watch them deer, you betcha.
Yeah, that's right. We don't. Well, a lot of times we can't go to the woods. Well, weather's bad or something. Well, we'll sit there, and you can watch the hogs and the deer. And most time I don't shoot them. Sometimes I'll shoot a hog like that because less work, you know.
Yeah. Life is good. All right, Ted, yes, somebody wants to call you. What's a good way to get a hold of you, bud?
Camp Biggie's cell phone is the best way, and kind of go from there, but it's 713-252-4290, and you can look at us on the web at LakeConroeFishingGuides.com. You can find Tex with Texas Guide Service on there.
You got it, buddy. All right, Ted,
hey,
it's good talking
you,
to you.
Mickey. I'm you glad bet, you got man. To go down and have a little free time.
Oh,
there,
just
buddy.
got a little taste of it. Had to get a little taste.
You got it.
All right, buddy. Hey, see
be
you, man.
Be good. Y'all take care.
All right, take care. All right, that's Tex boning up on Lake Conroe.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 520 in the Bayou City. On this Friday morning, front rolling through town. All right, let's go down to G-Town. Let's talk to the man, Little Rat, Captain James Flogg. Hey, man.
What's up, man?
What's going on down there? A little wind?
Watching them palm trees sway, baby.
I heard that. Palms and oleanders in G-Town swaying in the breeze.
Kind of breezy, yeah. They're yes, all blowing sir. Around. Yeah, I didn't quite get home yesterday when that front got me.
So you made
almost
it in?
Almost made it.
Oh, you were still in the water. Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'd come from the marina. I was coming across the bay. Dennis, man, I think that front's up by Brenham. I said, I don't know about that front by Brenham. I'm just telling you, it's north in Houston, and I'm looking at it right now.
It came earlier than they anticipated.
So we loaded his boat. And I said, man, I better go. I got to load this boat. My boat's been sitting in the water for like 6 or 7 days. I'm going to pull it out. And I was coming across the bay. I said, yep, there it is. Blowing about 30, raining sideways.
Yeah, well, that's I kind of thought that. I said James always likes to. He likes that weather. You get a charge out of that.
I don't know about that.
No,
well,
me and Friar Meade have already talked about that a million times. We know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have.
Man, Mickey, it was the same deal. I pulled in there while I was fishing the day before yesterday. I mean, I just left them like 10 hours ago, as fast as you can catch them. We ain't never had a bite. I said, yep, that's typical.
Yeah.
And we had to jack around, and we caught a couple fish real shallow, close to where I was fishing. But, I mean, I can't believe I couldn't see them. And I said, man, there ain't many fish here. They're not biting or something. So, and we moved on some old structure, like a revetment wall. I said, man, let's go down this revetment wall. Mm-hmm. Started catching some little ones. They know, boom, catch one about 3 pounds. And catch another nice fish, catch two or three little, boom, catch another nice fish. We went through there, and we were done. Went through there one time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So we left, and said, man, let's go. So we left and went and checked on something else. We caught 3 or 4 nice trout, stopped on another little spot, caught one. Then we went flounder fishing the rest of the day. I said, man, we're going to get some nice flounder. And we never even caught a flounder. I think we might have had a flounder bite, maybe. But yeah. Where all them big flounders was the day before, we didn't get none. But the tide was funky yesterday. That middle of the day tide change was like 1 inch.
Yeah, it was weak.
It wasn't no good. Matter of fact, the thing was already coming in. It kind of, when it went out, it kind of bumped up real hard, went out for just a little bit, and then it just slowed to nothing. And then the next thing, I think, when I came in, I think it was still kind of trickling in. Not much. Not doing
right.
Much of nothing. And the water got warmer. When I got in yesterday, it was like 69.
Yeah, it did warm up. Well, that's so, all factors that play into that. And those flounder may have moved on. You know, when they decide to go, put it in gear, they can move a long ways quick.
Yeah, I mean, Kenny might have hit them when they were, you know, but of all the places I hit, I should have caught one.
Right.
I did catch a nice trout. We were in there jacking around for some flounder, and I caught one trout about 4 pounds.
Yeah.
Caught a redfish, and I didn't go back through there. I said, well, we didn't get no flounder bites. Let's go.
Cool.
But, yeah, it was, you know, it's the same deal, Mickey. You can't catch them this time of year. I mean, we ain't catching a bunch of 5 and 6 pounders like they are down there, but as far as just fishing.
We will, though. Our time's coming. We're just,
oh,
we're rebuilding. It'll come. We just
got
to live long enough to see it again.
Yeah, no, we won't do that. But we emptied out, 3 bays and sent them all down there. And I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what any biologist says. You and I talked about it. I mean, and fish just did pop up over there out of nowhere, you know. It wasn't no good down there.
One, but you know, the ones that didn't leave, they got hit pretty hard in them stacks.
Yeah, they got blistered up.
You saw that so, for 5 years. I mean, that was crazy. I've been around this area a long time, and I hadn't experienced anything like that, like we saw in East Bay those 2 years for sure.
Nah,
good
that,
Lord.
That, I never forget that day we were coming back. I told that guy, yeah, hey, I was part of it. I mean, I wasn't fishing the middle
hey,
of it.
Hey, we were all part of it. It's,
you know, but what are you going to do? I mean,
no, that's all we had. Doing. It's the only place you could fish.
And we come back from there, and I said, hey, man, y'all rough count them boats so I don't hit nothing. I had to pay attention so I didn't hit nobody. And I think it was a Friday. May have been a Friday. I don't think it was a I think it was a Friday. I know it wasn't a weekend. And we rode through there and just rough cast, and I got 300 boats. You just do the math in your head, you know. It wasn't like they weren't catching them.
I remember on a Monday, it was either a Monday or Tuesday, an early weekday, when I fish, my guys counted 276. And that's just on the end that we could see all the reefs and everybody, you know, where you count boats. I didn't even go up north. So do the math on that.
It was crazy, man. You know, I had one little place I was fishing there, a little old planted reef. And I remember sitting there one day, and it was southwest, pretty hard. Well, it was white capping.
Yeah.
I wasn't 18, but it was white capping. So what, 14, 15, 16? And I said, man, what am I even doing driving back here? And we pulled up out in there, and I just put the hook up off the bow. I said, man, y'all throw out there. I don't think we're going to catch nothing. Two of them throw out there, and two of them got a fish on us. You got to be kidding me. Y'all are hung. I said, oh, that one ain't hung. I said, how can we catch a fish right here, man? And we sat right there, and I don't know how many we caught, Mickey, 40? Like, that's just stupid. You shouldn't even be able to get a bite right
here. I pulled up over there one day, and that water was so bad, and I didn't, you know, I didn't even want to make a cast, but I said, look, there's like 20 slicks bleeding off this little pad right here. I troll motored up in there and put the hook on off the side and come tight, and everybody throws out, and they let it go to the bottom, bam, they're on. I said, I cannot believe there must be a million fish stacked up here to be able to catch fish like this. I mean, we had 40 fish in 20 minutes, 30 minutes. It's crazy.
There had to be, Mickey. Hey, but, you know, we learned something. You know, they'll tolerate a lot, and then there's a threshold that they won't tolerate no more.
Hey, that last died out was that Harvey event. That was the non-tolerable event right there, buddy.
That was the Coupe de Gras right there,
hey,
bro.
They left town.
They was gone. Now, I mean, you know, we've seen them. We've caught them in all kind of water, all kind of everything. But that's – what's that old saying? Too much is too much.
Yeah.
But they didn't, you know, Charlie and them, they didn't have them fish they got down there. Now, he'll tell you. Charlie will tell you.
Yeah, he will. In a heartbeat,
I mean,
he will.
You empty it out, Calcasieu, Sabine, Galveston. Man, how many big trout was in those three places?
A lot. A lot.
That get dumped into one spot.
Yeah.
You know? Because they ain't, you know, they're not going to. I mean, I'm no biologist, and just in my mind, this is what I think, but they ain't like no goose. Just because they went somewhere don't mean they're coming back. They hit that gulf, man, that current running to the north, to the southwest. Well, they ain't going to swim against it.
No. They're going to pull in at the first bait and good water availability they got, and that's the next stop.
That's like us. We're hungry. We drive around. Man, there's a giant Whataburger sign way up there about 100 miles. I think we get there.
That's
get
it. If everything's food. Closed in between, you're pulling into the Whataburger, bud.
That's a fact, Jack.
Well,
but, no, I think we went to three different bays yesterday, Mickey, between all of us, and smoked them in all of them.
Well, good.
So that's, you know, there's a lot of fish scattered around. I've been kind of fishing the same thing, but I say every day is different. They're never – I mean, they're not far. You know, it ain't like you're going to run 20 miles. You might have to move over 200 yards, you know.
Yeah.
They just ain't in the same spot every day.
Right. They're just milling around.
They're millers, bud, millers.
They're,
a lot of
they're setting up. They're getting ready for their winter pattern and where they're going to live through the winter, and they're going to stick to where the best deep water access and bait availability is, and yeah, you just got to gut it out.
Hey, I didn't tell you this, man. So, remember Rick Renadin? He's fished with before.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, if you saw him, you'd know him. Rick, all them guys. They had a bunch of big time Houston. Mike Martin, Larry. So these right. boys can fish. It's like just, I don't take my rod. I pay y'all throw right there. So I'm fishing this ditch, and I'm way up in the marsh. I stay way up in the marsh. And I'm right where the marsh empties out. And I'm sitting there looking. And I said, man, I just seen a tarpon roll. Huh? I said, I just saw a tarpon roll. I'm telling you, I'm looking at him right there. Got 10, 15-pound tarpon. I said, that'd be cool to catch him. I don't think nothing about it. Now I'm kind of paying attention, but I don't see no more. In this place I'm fishing, I know a buddy of mine way up in this bio. He casts nets, and he gets little tarpons.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. I've personally never seen one ever in my life. I've been fishing there my whole life. But I saw that one. Hey, it ain't 15 minutes later, Rick's reeling in, and the fish, it had to be him. There ain't nothing else there. I've been fishing there every day.
Yeah.
And he followed his old pink sea shad in and bailed out right there at the boat. Huge old hole in the water.
That's awesome.
Well, I didn't say that there he is. He's trying to eat your lure, but there ain't nothing else there. And I just seen one row 15 minutes ago. And you know there ain't one. So that was pretty cool. He didn't get it, though. He bailed out on it.
That's all right. Now you know.
Hey, I stopped in a space the other day waiting for the current to move, and we saw, first thing I saw pulled in there, and I'm looking down this canal, I said, man, I just saw a tarpon row. Huh? I said, I'm telling you, I just saw a tarpon row. Then I saw about four or five little ones. 8, 9-pounders, maybe 10, right next to the boat, right there. So look, that's a little tarpon right there. And then when I was coming out of there, I saw another one about, maybe 20 pounds. Bid been up to me, we stayed there fishing the little tarpons all
day. I guarantee you, that's fun on trout minutes. Tackle. Man, that's awesome, you know, catch them on trout tackle like that. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, this
all right,
place
James.
I was you got to go.
I got to roll out of here, man. It's time to roll. And, hey, if somebody wants to call you and get hooked up, give them a number, man.
All right, buddy. 409-935-7242.
Come on. All right,
come
buddy.
On with it, buddy. All right, bro. All talk right. to you a little bit.
James, see you, bud. Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Final segment already. I don't know where time goes, but it flies. All right, it's 5:37 here in the Bayou City. Let's go down and talk to our good friend, Texas City Dave, Mr. Dave Fremont. I'm sure he's down on the dike this morning. Got a little whistling wind down there. Dave, what's going on, man?
Everything you just said. We got whistling wind And right now the mercury here is 57 degrees Fahrenheit, and there's starch in the bait flags. I'm telling you, that wind is really getting it. You don't need reservations to fish on the Texas City Dike this morning. There's plenty of room. If you need to park your boat trailer, there's not one trailer sitting out here at the boat ramp here, the big one at the very end. And I'm glad to see it. I'm glad folks are going to shut it down and stay in this morning and let this old rough weather pass on through. There'll be some folks out here braving the weather for catching a few of these flounder they hope will be passing by as this cold front drops the temperature of the water a little bit more.
Right.
But it's going to be an interesting day, to say the least.
Well, it is fall, and this is what we contend with, you know.
Yeah.
These fronts,
yeah.
Fish before them and after them, not during them. You know, if nobody has ever experienced trying to get a boat on the, you know, into the dock or launch and get out of there on a norther, that's not a good place to put in with conditions like this.
That's exactly right.
It's pretty sporty coming out of that hole down there and getting out of there. That's real nasty.
Yeah, it's always a little upsetting to see some folks that'll come out here under some really tough conditions and try to launch their boat. But for the most part, folks err on the side of safety, and I'm glad to see that. But there's a couple of folks that are setting up out here that'll be trying to catch a – maybe they're trying to catch that last big bull red for our little tournament that's going to shut down Sunday at noon. And
right.
the one that's leading has still been the one that's been holding it up for the better part of the whole tournament, 45 and 3/8 inches, I think, which is a really a nice hefty bull red
for
our area around here. But he's still excited, and he's counting the days, hoping that he'll pick up the winning check for a little tournament. And then we've got the flounder tournament going on as well. And hopefully this front, like I mentioned, will kind of turn things on and improve. I've made a few little stops around some riprap and some pier pilings yesterday and didn't do too well, but saw a few folks pick up a few flounder. But we're still waiting on the actual run to kick in, and it, we're probably right on the edge of that. I think it was wind.
What's your leading flounder right now, Dave?
6.95 or 6.97, something like that. Just under 7 pounds.
That's a good one. That's a nice one.
Wednesday, mid-morning or so, Chicken Boy was in Boyd's, and he was looking over his stock and stuff, and we were carrying on like we always do, and a fella comes walking in with a real, real nice flounder. I mean, it was a nice one, and he wanted to weigh it into the tournament. And I think it was 5.7 or 5.8. It was a real, real pretty fish. And so while we were there talking, I said, "Well, what did you catch it on?" He said, "I caught it on a Chicken Boy lemon pepper Bubba Clucker."
That's a mouthful.
You know what? You got to be real careful when you say that.
Well, yeah, you do. You got to slow down and do that one properly.
That could ban you from the fishing show on the radio real quick.
That could get you dumped and banned for good, baby.
one slip of the tongue would do it. But that's what made me wonder a while ago when I was listening to you talk about the croaker smokers, and I've got one. In fact, I'm holding one right now. I've got one of those Castaway croaker smokers, and I was wondering, can you catch a flounder on a Chicken Boy lemon pepper Bubba Clucker on a croaker smoker?
Boy, there you go. Man. Say that three times in a row as fast as you can.
Oh, no way. Uh-uh. But anyway, that was funny. Anyway, he came down in, and Chicken Boy was there and said, "Well, how about that?" So it worked out really well. Was able to carry on with him. But he's a regular, one of the guys that fish in this area a long time. In fact, his son won my tournament about 3 years ago with a flounder just under 8 pounds. So things are just rolling along. We'll see what's happening
How's your seafood selection and your bait availability for the weekenders?
Just passed through, and I saw we have plenty of live shrimp, I think, to get us through. We probably won't have much of a run this morning with folks. And then I counted quite a few finger mullet, and then we've got plenty of dead bait of different varieties, you know, shad, squid, shrimp and stuff. And then on the table shrimp side, we're looking pretty good. We got a big sale of 16-18, so if people are interested, get on our Boyd's Facebook page, take a look at the 16-18 sale we got going on. And then we got some 9-12s and such, but... Anyway, Mickey, that's the rundown of the Boyd's One Stop Tech City Dike.
I like the way you run it down, Mr. Fremont. It's always good talking to you on Fridays. And throw out that valuable number at Boyd's One Stop.
Boyd's One Stop, 227 Dike Road on the Texas City Dike is 409-945-4001. And thank you once again, Mickey. All right,
my friend. Hey, good talking to you, Dave. Talk to you next week.
See you later.
All right, take care. All right, that's Texas City Dave down at Boyd's. And next up, we're going to go to our good friend in sunny San Leon. I don't know how sunny it is this morning, but let's see what's going on with Captain Steve Hillman this morning. Steve?
Morning.
Good morning. How are you, bud?
I'm doing great, man. Golly, what a mouthful he just said, Dave did. I wouldn't even attempt that this time of morning.
He can spit it out, buddy.
the name of that lure scares me, man. I would try that. Oh, I'd get banned for life in a hurry. Oh, man.
Well, how are you doing this morning? Today. I know, you're not going fishing today.
No, man, I'm just going to get some stuff done around the house. But been a heck of a week. Been a really, really good week.
Good.
Only slow day we kind of had was last Friday when we started real late after that front. And guys just didn't want to fish that long. It actually started getting right, and we came on in. We caught a little bit of everything, but not a lot of anything, basically. It had some real big flounder mixed in with the trout and reds, but had one flounder right at 5 pounds, another pretty good one. But catching flounder just about every day. But other than last Friday, of course, I didn't fish Saturday or Sunday, but I fished every day this week up through yesterday. It's been super easy fishing, man. It really, really has. And a lot of these fish are in the same areas we've been catching them. But some of them are already moving over into some of what I consider more cold weather spots, winter spots.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, yesterday, even though that water temp where I was hit 65, we caught half our fish in an area I normally don't really start catching them good until December. Kind of weird. And those fish moved over there after that last big front.
Right.
That front last week. And I guess they just kind of found something they liked and took up residence there. And they hadn't left yet. So, but we're putting the anchor out quite a bit right now. And it's like I said, it's been really easy fishing. We're not pulling with the trout much after we – if I have guys that are keeping, you know, after they get their limits – excuse me, we'll catch and release a few, but I've had a few patches of reds I've been able to lean on, so we've been kind of chasing the reds after we get our trout.
Sure.
And even actually targeting flounder, which is unusual for me, and I'm not any good at it, but we are scraping up a few flounder too, so it's kind of cool, kind of get a mixed bag this time of year.
Well, you know, the whole year has been a good flounder year. It really has.
It has. It really has. It's crazy. I'm sure they're whacking them in that channel over there. I hadn't really.
Oh, they are. They're leaning on them.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of size they're getting to them. They catch any big ones over there?
Yeah, it's picking up. The size, yeah, the size is definitely better quality than it was a couple of weeks ago. So, and as these fronts come through, it's just going to get better and better.
Right. Right. We're catching, we caught a lot of small flounder this week, a lot of throwbacks. Caught some keepers, too, but we only had one keeper flounder yesterday.
That's interesting. All those little males are still here. You know, they hadn't even dropped. They hadn't even moved down, you know, to the bottom end yet. That's good.
You know, some of the areas I fish, we catch them all winter. I remember last
year. Yeah, and some of them don't leave.
Winter.
You're right. You know, it's like up my way. Sometimes we'll catch them all winter long, you know, December, January, and February, so those fish never leave.
Yeah, I think if they have access to, it's kind of like these trout we're catching. They're not too far from pretty deep water.
Sure.
And these flounder, I think if they have access to deep water and they've got food and structure, really
why
no
leave?
Reason to leave. You know, it's just, I don't know. There's all kinds of theories on these flounder and their migration and the trout migration. You know, how many come and go out of the bay system every year. I know there's been some tagging programs down south and stuff to track these trout movements. I don't think there's ever been much done here, huh? Or you were involved?
Not really. Well, we had that tagging program, that Exxon Tagger program, and years ago, and there was about 8 or 10 of us involved in that, and I never had a return tag, and I don't even know. I used all my tags, so. That just tells you how many fish we had back then, you know, to tag that many fish in a year's time. And I think Jimmy West had one tag returned the following year, and it was caught in the same place he tagged it and put it back in the water. So,
really?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, one year, this is probably 8 or 9 years ago, it was dead of winter. It was late January, early February. And had this old guy – fishing with me, him and his buddies. We're up north, up there, and we're in Scott Bay up there north of the bridge, and fishing a little rock pile, and this guy catches a 6.5-pound trout with me, and we took a few pictures, and it was real unique. It had kind of a blunt tail and lots of specks. Like, you know, the South Texas trout have sometimes they're just black with specks. This one was just like that. It was covered with just hundreds of specks. Real unique looking fish. Let it go, and about, I don't know, man, a month and a half later, fishing that same rock pile, a kid caught that fish again.
Yeah, I believe it.
And we took pictures and let it go again.
Let it go again.
But, of course, that's not, you know, probably not all that unusual, especially up there in the winter. Probably don't live far.
But no, they're going to live there. They'll, you know, it's like what these fish are doing now. They're establishing areas where they're going to winter it out, with deep water access and plenty of bait, and they'll be there all year. They won't move.
Yep.
They'll ride it out.
Yep. But no, man, it's been fun. Kind of got to pinch myself. I don't want it to end. This has been some pretty good fishing we're in the middle of right now. It's been that way for the better part of, I guess, a month and a half now, and catching quite a few on top water. Scott put on a little bit of a clinic yesterday, throwing a chartreuse skitter walk at Old Metzger and Buzzy yesterday. And I kind of thought of Maurice. I've never fished with Maurice. Bob's fished me a couple times, but y'all were talking one time about Maurice and his topwaters, how the hooks are all rusted all the time.
Uh-huh.
Scott, that skitter walk that Scott was throwing yesterday, I don't know how he landed a fish on it. Those hooks look like they're about ready to fall off that damn thing. But they were eating it up, man. They were eating it up. But nothing big. We didn't have anything over 2 pounds yesterday. But I guess Tuesday we caught our fish real, real fast. Had three guys and put the anchor out on them. And I think at 7:45 we were looking for reds. And we kept catching more and more trout. We actually did catch some decent trout. Had one that was I didn't weigh it, but it had to be. I know it was over 4.5. It might have been 5. I don't know, but. Anyway, not many big fish, just a lot of fish. But every once in a while, 4, 4.5 pops up. So, anyway.
All right, Steve. Well, it's that time, man. I'm already out of time, so it goes fast. But I appreciate the update and the report and glad you're still catching them. Hey, if somebody wants to get with you and go fish with you this winter, what's the best way to get a hold of you, Steve?
Yeah, man. I got some days open in December still. 409-256-7937.
All right, bud. Well, Hillman, good talking to you. You have a good day.
All right, man. Thanks, Mickey.
Thank you. See you, man. Too. All right, take care. All right, that's Captain Steve Hillman and all the time we have for today's show. But in the morning, we'll be back at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.